Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm well, Regina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's another beautiful weekend here in the high desert.
Yes, and we have a great special guest.
I know. I'm so excited. So, Roxanne, you know I love you, but we're just going to jump in because there's so much
that
I want to hear from. He's my friend. I'm not going to deny. He is my friend. I am really excited to have Don Holland, who is here with us. Many of you may know Don as the former editor of the Daily Press. Mm-hmm. I believe, Don, you were there, was it 19 years?
Total time about that. I was editor-in-chief for 11 years.
Okay.
And reporter and city editor and assistant editor before that.
Long time, and I had the opportunity to learn a lot from Don during that period. And then he also, we were able to serve together on Supervisor Lovingood's staff for 8 years.
That's right, two terms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two terms. And Don is also a military history aficionado. Can I say that? Is that?
You can say that. That might be a little bit stretching it, but in some areas I very much am an expert.
No, we're not stretching it. That's who you are. And actually, that's what brought you in the studio today with us. So welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you.
You have been working on a very special project for several years now. And this project is really helping to preserve and promote the legacy of Captain Joseph McConnell. And so, Don, if you will, give us a little background twofold on Captain McConnell and his significance to history, but also how you got engaged in this interest that you have that has not let go of you yet.
Right. So I'll start with the second question first. My dad was in World War II and Korean War. He was a Marine Corps dive bomber pilot. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of had that in our family heritage. In April of 2019, when I was working for Supervisor Lovingood, mm-hmm. I decided to take the day off and go find McConnell's grave. Mm-hmm. I was vaguely aware of him. I knew he was an ace. I knew he was somewhat of a hero, but didn't really know much more than that.
You were doing research.
Was he from the high desert,
Don? Yes and no. Was not born in the high desert, but lived in the high desert, mm-hmm. and adopted Apple Valley as his hometown. Worked out of George Air Force Base when he was a complete unknown before the Korean War, and then came home a national hero. Anyway, just real quick, April of 2019, went to his grave, went to the office at Victor Valley Cemetery, and they had never heard of him, did not know where his grave was. And somebody said, you know, I think he might be buried up at the top of the hill by the flagpoles. There's a veterans monument. So I drove up there, and it is a monument dedicated to McConnell, long forgotten. Hmm. It's around sort of a brick-like a monument and then a black granite slab where he is buried.
Right.
And it made me angry and sad that an incredible American hero has been forgotten in his adopted hometown.
Yes.
And, you know, as I used to say, you know, there's not a street, there's not a school, there's not a park, there's not even a park bench named for McConnell, who, in fact, is to this day the highest scoring jet ace in American history, number three in the world. We may not have time for this. I can make a convincing case that he's actually the highest scoring jet ace in the world.
Wow.
So I thought, you know, why aren't teachers teaching about this incredible local hero? They don't teach about McConnell because they don't know about McConnell. So that propelled me on a campaign to restore his memory. And so your other question was, why is he important to history?
Yes.
Well, I sort of touched on it. He is the highest scoring jet ace in U.S. history. His personal life and his personal story are remarkable, incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't there a movie that was made?
Yes. So after he came home, was a national hero, people of Apple Valley, the truth is it was led by Newt Bass,
mm-hmm.
built a house for Captain McConnell and his family in 45 hours. It still stands. It's right across
Whoa.
Highway 18 from Lions Park.
This
was a national event. So that it was a publicity event in that there was national attention. The wire services, LA TV, radio, LA Times, Associated Press were covering this. And then when they finally presented the house in August 1953, it was covered literally all over the country.
Mm.
New York Times has like a 3-4 page column photograph of McConnell and his family walking in. So he was a huge national hero. Warner Brothers, and I have the contract that I dug out through archives, with the help, the key help of Newt Bass, and nobody knows this, and you won't tell anyone, right? This is just a secret between you and me.
Just us.
Cut a deal with Warner Brothers for the story of his life, and it's called The McConnell Story. And so he was interviewed for 8 hours by the screenwriter. The movie itself, I've seen countless times, the movie itself, I describe it as a blurry blend of fact and fiction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, the broad brushstrokes are true, but the screenwriters made stuff up to mm-hmm. jazz up the script and jazz up the story.
They call that creative license.
Very, yes. Very creative license.
Yes, and who... Who are the actors that are in that film?
The lead is Alan Ladd,
mm-hmm.
and June Allison and James Whitmore. And certainly Ladd and Allison, they were the top A-list
yes.
stars in the mid-50s.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to bring that out so that we understood that this was not a B-movie, right? This was a big Hollywood film
yes.
with A-listers. In it. So Don, can you tell us kind of a story, and I know we could be here all day talking about Captain McConnell, but can you kind of tell us a story that gives the essence of who he was? Because I know there's you shared with me about his background and his education and, you know, all of those things, but who he really was and the things that he was able to accomplish that really... I guess if you just read about him on paper, he wasn't supposed to be able to accomplish all these things, right? Is there a story that you can tell us
to illustrate that? I'll just give you a quick sketch. So his mother died suddenly when he was 8 years old. His father was an alcoholic, chronically unemployed, and he was abusive.
Mm.
You know, some historians write, he dropped out of, or he graduated high school and then joined the Army. Not true. I have the documents that show he actually dropped out of high school at the end of the ninth grade.
Wow.
It appears he worked in one or two dead-end jobs. Then he joined the Civilian Conservation Corps. And this story, I'll keep it quick here, but it is emblematic of his personality that extended through the Korean War. So they lived in barracks. They did basically sort of public works projects
right.
in the CCC. So he snuck out at night at least once when he wanted to go see boxing matches after hours in town. Well, that wasn't allowed.
Right.
So he was warned, don't do that. Well, and this is key to his personality. He was a maverick. He was a rebel. He pushed boundaries. He pushed the envelope. He snuck out a second time. He was, and I have his personnel file from the CCC, so this is all documented. I'm not making this up.
Okay,
and this has never been reported anywhere.
Wow.
They gave him a second warning. Now, I told you he's a rebel. He's a maverick. Pushing
right,
limits.
Right.
After two warnings, and we're gonna let you go if you do it again. He did it again, got caught a third time, and he was fired. He was terminated from the Civilian Conservation Corps. This is during the Depression.
Wow.
A couple months later, he joins the Army, wanted to be a pilot. He supposedly built models when he was a kid. He had a love for passion or a passion for flying. Mm-hmm. But he did not have the education, had zero college, was a high school dropout. And he was not a viable candidate for cadet school. So he became a medic. He hated it. But he was persistent. He just never gave up. And eventually, not to go into all the details, but as he in cadet or aviation cadet school, mm-hmm. he was AWOL. He actually went off on to try and be with his wife for the birth of their first child, Trish McConnell, who you know and you've met and is a good friend of mine.
Yes.
And he got back a little bit late. Well, in the military, when you show up, I think it was 17 hours late. That's called absent without leave.
Yes,
and he was punished. He was given demerits. And that actually is in the movie. And so I believe that is the reason why they did not make him a pilot. He was breaking, bending the rules. He was declared mm-hmm. AWOL. Hey, you are not going to get your first choice.
Right.
And so they made him a navigator.
Okay.
But what he did with a passion. About 3 months ago, I interviewed the son of the B-24 Liberator bomber pilot that McConnell was on. And this gentleman, he's in his 80s. He mm-hmm. lives up in the Bay Area. Interviewed him on the phone. And I said, hey, did your dad ever talk about McConnell? He said, absolutely. He certainly did. And his father, the captain, the pilot of the B-24 Liberator bomber, actually had to relieve McConnell of his duties as a navigator. This has never been reported. I have the documentation. I have the accounts from crew members and the pilot's son. And McConnell didn't know how to give 100%. He gave 150% on everything. And so the reason he was terminated was not because he was a bad navigator. He was too good. And he would get on the intercom in the B-24 Liberator and say, hey, Captain, I would recommend we go up to another 5,000 feet. We can catch a tailwind up there. And, oh, hey, by the way, I would suggest you do this. That is not the job of a navigator. The navigator gives the heading to the pilot and then shuts up. He's the map guy.
Well, he's the rebel. He's the maverick.
He's the maverick. Yes. I believe he's so wanted to excel that he was doing everything he could to excel, and it became irritating and annoying. And so the pilot, they said, hey, I love you, but you're not going to be flying on the missions anymore. And that was right at the very, very end of World War II.
Okay. Wow. So here's the thing. This is somebody who actually was very much a part of our community.
Yes.
Right? And there's no doubt that there was something, there's some connection between you and McConnell. There's just some attraction, something there. And I remember when you started going down what I'm going to call the rabbit hole on this. You've done a few things since that time to make sure that the legacy of Captain McConnell is truly here and anchored in our community. Can you talk to me about a couple of the things that you have done and something that Apple Valley, the town of Apple Valley, has committed to and will be happening this year?
Sure. We'll go back to 2019 when I, jokingly say I caught McConnell fever.
Yes.
Working for Supervisor Lovingood at the time, I proposed to him that the county dedicate the 2019 Apple Valley Air Show, which is actually a county function, dedicated to Captain McConnell and all Korean War veterans. Everybody loved the idea. So that was the first public thing. I put on for years I've collected military medals and military uniforms and different military memorabilia. And so I put on a small McConnell exhibit. We tracked down McConnell's eldest daughter Trish McConnell, who lives down in Indio, and she, she was 10 years old when he was killed,
mm-hmm.
and she has lived her whole life with a huge hole in her heart. And the fact that, oh my gosh, in Apple Valley, in our old hometown, they're honoring him.
Yes.
She was just excited and overjoyed and full of tears and emotion.
It was a beautiful day.
Yes.
Don,
it was
a beautiful day.
I'm sorry. Can you tell us how he died as well? What year was this?
Yeah. So he died in 1954. He was a first-rate American hero for about a year and 3 months.
He died much later. He died just when he came back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can get into that if you like, and there's time.
Yeah.
But you, just real quick. So I designed and purchased about 20 vinyl banners. They're 6 feet tall by 4 feet wide that basically depict McConnell's life in pictures, and then there's sort of a write-up. I gave those to the Apple Valley School District that supposedly they distributed to create daily awareness. I designed with the help of Veronica Hill it's a very small billboard, but as you're driving on Highway 18 up and over the Narrows,
right,
and on the right hand side on Lewis Center property, there's this very small billboard.
Yes.
So every day people going through there see that.
I see it all the time.
I advocated successfully for a museum display at the Victor Valley Museum.
That's right.
They have their military in the Mojave exhibit. The entire McConnell element of that exhibit, I donated all of the items, all of the research, the photographs. So even though I didn't actually design that exhibit, I was involved in advocating.
Your fingerprints are all over it.
And what I'm really proud about that is that exhibit at Victor Valley Museum in Apple Valley, that earned NACO, National Association of Counties, National Award for being a great local history display.
And you recently now have donated something to the Route 66 Museum.
Right.
Right?
Right. So I've been talking to Brandon, the director at the Route 66 Museum at 6th Street on Old Route 66. And I proposed the idea, I can put together a McConnell display. And he thought that was great. He comes from an Air Force family.
Yes.
And then I said, McConnell lived in Apple Valley on Highway 18. He drove to work before the Korean War when he was just another fighter pilot. And then after the Korean War, when he was a national hero, every day he drove from Apple Valley to George Air Force Base in Victorville and back. And he said, there's your Route 66 tie-in. I've delivered and dropped off a mannequin with the full fighter pilot's uniform. And so that hopefully will be up on display very soon.
Yes. And so now the town of Apple Valley is also doing something. So can you share that with us?
That's right. So last October, the town of Apple Valley held a groundbreaking ceremony. I don't recall the exact location, but it's not far off Bear Valley Road near the Apple Valley or the old Apple Valley School District headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a 10-acre park that has, as I understand, has kind of fallen into disuse.
Yes.
Well, they have a grant, and it's a 10-acre parcel. They're going to put in a football field, a baseball field, a soccer field, a dog park, and they're going to name it da-da-da-da-da, the Captain Joseph McConnell Park. And so now my statement where, there's not a school, there's not a street, there's not a park, there's not a park bench. I can't say that anymore because on Veterans Day this year, they're going to dedicate the Captain Joseph McConnell Park in Apple Valley.
Don, I really want to thank you
for
coming in today and sharing this. And we will absolutely invite you to come back because I know that there are some other stories, and maybe we can even get Trish to come in and share with us. I'm sure that our listeners are very engaged about this history. It's amazing that you have done all of this work. I'm big on preserving the history and promoting these legacies of individuals who have been here in the high desert, because so often we always hear anything of quality or there's nothing or nobody really here notable, and that just is not true. And so it's individuals like yourself who help to keep promoting those legacies, who value and cherish our history, right, and are committed to making sure that our young people, our children, know our history, right? And so I want to thank you on behalf of community for all that you've done, what you continue to do. I know, and forgive me if I'm overstepping, but I know you're working on a book.
Right.
Mm. We would love to have you come back and talk to us about that. You've done some amazing research, which has led you to some amazing places. And so we would just reach out to you and say, our door is open. You're welcome anytime to come back and share with us about McConnell and some of those other things that you are doing in this phase of your life you call retirement.
Uh-huh.
But thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much. And can I make one last pitch?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm writing the only biography on Captain Joseph McConnell, the highest scoring jet ace. And I have a Facebook page. You can search for the
yes.
Captain Joseph McConnell history page. There are two of them. The good one is mine.
I didn't know there was another one.
Yes,
I only knew
yours. The other one started before I started mine in 2019 or so.
Okay.
And the other guy has basically stopped posting. He only reposts my stuff. And we have a good relationship.
Well, that's
but it's like, hey, I'm doing the heavy research, the deep dig.
Yeah.
Facebook page. I'm probably 80 to 90% finished with the book. I'm still doing research. I found a lot of things that historians, authors have written about McConnell, and I have the documents to prove that they are incorrect on a number of things.
What a wonderful keeper of the history you are. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And the door is open anytime.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Welcome back to High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Time to take a look at our community calendar as we make our way through March. Later today, March the 8th, the Wrightwood Community Services District is hosting a free dump date for Wrightwood residents, offering a convenient opportunity to dispose of pine needles and tires at no cost. The event's going to be taking place at the community building located at 1275 Highway 2, running from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Plus, Autism Connect is going to be a meeting group for autistic adults and our supportive friends. Their next meeting is happening this coming Monday, March the 10th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Victor Valley Christian Church on 11th Avenue in Hesperia. And we hope to see you at our High Desert Family Expo. Our radio stations plus Desert Valley Hospital, Desert Valley Medical Group present our High Desert Family Expo coming to the fairgrounds in Victorville March 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with free admission and parking. There's going to be a fashion show, vendors, resources, activities for the entire family. We hope to see you there. If you'd like to be a part of our event, a vendor, if you want to showcase your resource to thousands of High Desert families, you can find out more by going to HDFamilyExpo.com. Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.